Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Northeast, earlier known for underdevelopment, neglect, inaccessibility and extremism, has witnessed a complete transformation since the Modi-led BJP government came to power in 2014. Khandu said this while addressing an election campaign rally at Raga in Kamle district on Friday. Seeking people's support for party candidates for Arunachal West parliamentary seat Kiran Rijiju and Raga Assembly constituencies Rotom Tebin, Khandu reminded the people that creation of Kamle district under the BJP rule has catalyzed prosperity. He called upon the locals to exercise their adult franchise for growth, peace and all-round inclusive development. Inspector General of Police PHQ Itanagar, Tage Ringu, emphasized the necessity of readiness to manage any situation, suggesting the utilization of Gamburha's services for smooth and peaceful conduct of elections. He highlighted the significance of elections as a celebration of democracy, underlining citizens' right to choose their representatives as per the Indian Constitution. The IGP was interacting with GVs and administrative officers from Tawang and Kidfil circles at the Tawang Deputy Commissioner's office today. The IGP proposed the formation of committees by Gamburhas at the village level involving PRI members to support election officials and maintain peace while thwarting any disruptive elements. Acknowledging the inconvenience being caused by vehicle checks at Nakas by SST, FSTs, IGP appealed for citizens' cooperation, emphasizing the collective responsibility to ensure free and fair elections. General Observer Dilip Rautre has expressed hope that the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in East Siang district would be transparent and peaceful. Commending the district election officer Tai Tagu's hard work, Rautre said that election preparations in all three Assembly constituencies in the district and Arunachal East parliamentary constituency are appreciable. The General Observer informed that he is closely monitoring all developments and that the concerned officers are updating him on a regular basis. Sharing his contact number, Rotary assured that any election-related issues will be taken very seriously and added that he will always be available to attend calls from common public and political parties' grievances to address promptly. Casting of postal ballots by election duty officials of Likhavali for both assembly and parliamentary elections will be held from 11th April to 13th at Government Secondary School Likhavali in Lower Siang District. Returning officer of Likhavali Assembly constituency Mokar Riba informed that the voters of other constituencies who are engaged in election duty and had applied for postal ballot can exercise their franchise on 11th April, and the voters from home constituency of Likhavali can cast their vote ballots on April 12th and 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The voters have been asked to bring their EPIC or any other identity proof document and produce it before the RO for casting their votes. Six-time world champion and Olympic bronze medalist MC Mary Kom has joined the mopping festivities at Alo in West Siang District on Friday. In her speech, Kom exhorted the youth to take every obstacle and challenge of life as an opportunity for self-transformation. "I have crossed every hurdle of life and challenged every steps of life," she said in a bid to encourage the youth to rise in life. The former parliamentarian also appealed to the Galo community people to be united and urged the youth to be hard-working in every sphere of life. A Knight Suvedar of Indian Army has made the supreme sacrifice in line of duty in the operational area of Dibang sector of Arunachal Pradesh. The Indian Army, in a post on X on Friday, expressed deepest condolences over the demise of Knight Suvedar Giriraj Prasad Yadav. However, the exact cause of his death was not immediately known. General Manoj Pandey, Chief of the Army Staff, and all ranks of Indian Army salute the supreme sacrifice of Naib Subedar Giriraj Prasad Yadav, who laid down his life in the line of duty in the Dibang sector, and offer deepest condolences to the bereaved family, the Army said in a post. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.